2011, as the Tigers outscored NC State 23-8 in the fourth quarter to post the 10-point victory. It was Rachel Rose having her best game in a Clemson uniform as a transfer from Wofford. 19 points to lead the way for Sean Poppy's ball club. She did that on 8 of 12 shooting, including going 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, and had 8 rebounds in the contest. The women will be back in action Sunday. They'll travel to Atlanta to take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. That one will tip off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't forget the men's basketball program will be in action tomorrow, as the men will take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Clemson playing some pretty good ball, coming off of a really nice win over SMU. We'll see if they can take care of things against the Fighting Irish. Airtime for us on Network Lines will be at 5:30. Hope you can join myself and Tim Bray for all the action. 6 o'clock tip-off time. As always, go Tigers!
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Texas says, Walt, does Mal Guidoni have SEC speed? Apparently he has greater than SEC speed. He must have NFL speed. You know, the SEC likes to compare their speed to the NFL. Again, it's just, the whole thing is just so utterly laughable. And again, the only real shame last night is that Miami didn't win the game by 3 touchdowns as they should have. We really haven't got to the nuts and bolts of that game yet, but we're going to. We have a lot of ground to cover. We'll talk about Indiana-Oregon, which I think is actually going to be a great game between two great teams. You know, one more aside that has nothing to do with the SEC. Miami is now ideally positioned in that, first of all, they're going to get an extra day of preparation because they got to play on Thursday instead of Friday, and then they're going to play a home game for the national championship. Those are two major advantages for Miami. Now, are they good enough to capitalize on it? I don't know. I think the reality is, I think the two teams that are left are both better than Miami. It doesn't mean Miami can't win. There are a lot of things going in Miami's favor right now. Miami played well in some ways last night, and in some ways they played really poorly. They will have to play a much cleaner game to beat the winner of Indiana and Oregon. There is no way they can play like they played last night and beat the winner of Indiana-Oregon. Indiana and Oregon are not friggin' Ole Miss, and they're not one of those crappy SEC teams. Indiana-Oregon are big-time, legitimate teams that would mop the freaking field with any SEC team. So, I mean, just destroy them. So, and that includes Georgia and Alabama. It doesn't matter. I mean, put an all-star team together out of all those SEC teams, and Indiana and Oregon will wipe the field with them. All right, so that's going to be the challenge for Miami. The next team they're going to play is way better than anybody they've played so far. I mean, seriously, you know, Ohio State is a good football team, but I don't think they were ripe. And I thought they were ripe to lose. And I picked Miami to actually upset them. But the next teams, I think, are going to be much more formidable challenges. Now, from a Miami standpoint, it probably helps them that they've already beaten a Big Ten team, too, in Ohio State. But I still think the next two teams are much more of a challenge. And Miami's going to have to play more like they played against Ohio State. They played a very clean game against Ohio State. Very clean game. They're going to have to play more like that. They did not play a clean game last night. If they played a clean game last night, they would have killed Ole Miss. Because they're let me tell you something. You put those two teams on a field the next 10 Saturdays, and Miami's winning 9 times, and most of them are Tap City games. Ole Miss physically did not belong on the field with Miami. They got away with holding all night. I'll say that. They held Reuben Bain all night. They held Messidor all night. They were clever with that. They got away with that a lot. There were some blatant holds that just weren't called for whatever reason. It seems to me that the officials have been given a notification that they are not to make these calls, except for Miami against Miami last night. And quite honestly, some of those calls against Miami last night were very legitimate. Miami did some stupid things last night, some immature things that could have cost them the game. Let me get to Embry and Robert. We have miles to go. And I'm going to give you a full breakdown of Clemson Notre Dame. I've done the Notre Dame film study. We'll talk about that as well. We'll also get to some NFL later. Embry, how are you, Embry? Good to have you.
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Embry, thank you for getting in.
Yeah, of course. I just want to talk about college football playoffs real quick. Yep. I was listening to your preach earlier about the how it's never going to be the same, and it's absolutely right. This NIL has just ruined the game of college football, because it's not going to make it so everyone can compete. It's like they thought it was. They thought, oh yeah, if we let people play players, we'll let everyone else compete. It's just going to be the same 12 teams every year who have the most budget dominating the game. And don't get me started on college basketball. That's even worse. The fact that we can get pro overseas players who are like in their 30s, who are like grown men playing against teenagers just out of high school is absolutely ridiculous.
That's the nuttiest thing ever. I mean, you guys who were already drafted, you know, previously are now going back to college. I mean, that's just like the nuttiest thing ever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And these college is just turning into the minor leagues of sports. It's not college anymore. It's just another division of pro sports. So I just want to get in and speak about that, and I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Emery. Good job. Yeah, now the one thing I will say is, even if it's the same 12, it's better the same 12 than the same 4, except for the same 4. It's better for everybody else except for the same 4. And I think the days of having these dynastic colleges are over. I don't think you're ever going to see that again. I think if a team wins a national championship, you know, maybe they win another in 5 or 6 years. But for the most part, I don't see any 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5. You know, I don't see any of the stuff Saban was doing, any of the stuff Dabo Swinney was doing before. That none of that is ever happening again. Not under this system. Now, again, maybe we go back, but under this system, as long as this system is in place, it's going to be all but impossible for the same team to repeat over and over and to dominate. I think the wealth has been spread out dramatically, and some of the sources of power have dried up. I mean, again, the SEC was the historical source of power. You know, somebody wrote me earlier and said, Clemson fan, but you know, the SEC has won more national championships. I don't care about that. That's the past. Abe Lincoln was once president. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about the here and now. And the here and now, the SEC is an embarrassment. I mean, their defenses all suck. I mean, across the board. You know, again, their best defensive fronts were really the two Renta teams. In Oklahoma, when R. Mason Thomas was healthy, Oklahoma and Texas. Those were the two best defensive fronts. The league just doesn't have elite, intimidating dudes in those defensive front sevens anymore, which makes them very vulnerable, and that makes them the same as everybody else. And since that was always the truth of what they were, a lot of their offenses have lagged behind. The league has not been a bastion of quarterbacks, and it's not been a bastion of offensive innovation. They've relied on their five stars. That's what the league has done. And now the five stars are gone. Those defensive front seven demons that this league had forever to rely on that changed games. I mean, you know, they had all the Abdul Carters. They had all those dudes. They don't have them anymore. And as such, it's just a league, and it's a league that's actually sort of behind offensively and schematically in many ways. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing great, and I want to wish you and Ramona a safe and happy weekend while I'm at it.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Same to you.
I got some underdog stories, but I want to talk about that game last night first.
And yeah.
I wonder if that last caller is a fan of an SEC team. You know, man, NIL's ruining the advantage that we have, because, Walt, it couldn't be more obvious. You hit the nail on the head that the SEC was the SEC because they were paying players, and now everybody's paying them, and they are not the same.
Yeah, the advantage, I mean, is gone. Yeah, it's gone.
That's right.
And they just, you know, like I said, I think you can make the case that over decades, the league actually was a less inspired offensive league because they didn't have to be. They just had all the dudes. They just lined up and played, and their dudes in the defensive front seven were just way better than anybody you had that could block them or handle them, and that was their advantage. Well, again, they no longer have that advantage. And then you can argue that as for the rest of it, they may actually be a little bit behind.
Yeah, and I think it I think they're finding out that they don't have as much money as the Big 12 and the Big 10 does. See, there's going to be leagues that dominate. It's going to be those two.
Well, you know, this is a really interesting point because I don't know. I saw an article today. I don't know if I saved it or not. But let me give you the gist of this. The gist of it was Georgia was basically crying poverty. Georgia was basically admitting or suggesting that they were actually using the Dabo Swinney line, you know, in that they're talking about how, you know, that's not how they want to do it, that they want to basically build, you know, culture and relationships. That's what it was. It was Kirby Smart talking about relationship building, and that's what they want to do, and that they may not have the money to compete in the NIL space that some of these other institutions do. There's more good news for you, Georgia. More good news for you, Georgia fans.
That's right. As far as the game last night, just a couple points. One, if I was a college receivers coach, I would take that game film and show every play from Malachi Toney in that game to all of my receivers, and I'd say that's how I expect you to play, from the striving for extra yards to the blocking.
Toughest little dude in college football, as a blocker, too. As a blocker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, dude, I saw him blocking linebackers,
yep.
and I was just so impressed by his effort. And second, did we see a little crack in Carson Beck's game last night, a little nervousness? I mean, he missed a few passes. He shot-putted a few.
No, I don't think so. I think he played the game of his life. I think that was the best.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He played well.
I mean, I think it was the best game he ever played. I mean, he made all the winning plays down the stretch to allow his team to overcome some boneheaded choices and physical mistakes that they made. Again, that last drive, I think, epitomized that. I think Carson Beck really grew up. I think he grew up in the Ohio State game, as I kept pointing out. I thought that was his best game he ever played. He threw for like 125 yards. I thought that was the best game he ever played. And now I think he may have topped it with this effort last night. I mean, I think I think he is demonstrating all the things people thought he didn't have. And quite honestly, before these last few games, he didn't have them. But the diving head first in the Ohio State game was something I never saw from him. He was always a slide guy. It didn't matter what the circumstances were. Something changed in Carson Beck, and maybe it's that he just was sick of hearing it himself, and maybe he can smell victory. I don't know.
Maybe. All right, I got a couple of underdog stories for you right quick. I hit that NBA play last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, I hit it. It wasn't even really close. I mean, Pascal Siakam went for 40 total. That's all of these were the points, rebounds, and assists. Knuppel went 29. His number was 27.5. And Mark Cannon from the Jazz went higher than his. He went 44.
Yeah.
His number was 36.
I think I liked all those plays, right?
Yeah, you were a little concerned about the first one, the Pascal Siakam, or how
Siakam. Yeah. Siakam. I just wanted to know what his point total was. What did he score? How many did he score?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Okay.
I didn't even look up the stats. I just saw it on Underdog, and so they're not giving me a 100% profit boost on the NBA tonight, though.
Tessa said, I love Robert's pronunciation of Siakam.
So I can.
Yeah.
All right, Dave said
little old Georgia.
Little old Georgia.
George, after getting eliminated, Ramona, for the third straight year, is crime poverty.
Yeah. you're probably going to get a kick and a chuckle out of this. I had a 7-pick play on that game last night, and I went 6 out of 7. And you just take one guess, the 1 pick that I lost. You're probably going to laugh at this.
Lacey?
No. I took Lacey to go over.
Lacey should never have gone over. Lacey had a 75-yard run when Miami's defensive tackle had to leave the game for a couple plays, and that's when he broke that run. He never would have done that. He never would have come close to that number. That actually cost me because I hit the other plays in that. I hit the Tony number. I hit the Beck number easily, the passing number. I knew they were going to throw the ball on Ole Miss.
Yeah, I got concerned when Lacey went out with the hamstring. I thought, well, this is either they're either going to relieve me of that pick or I'm going to.
Yeah,
I'm
I thought I was going to win that because I didn't think he was coming back, and then he came back.
Yeah.
He said George is on the Roy bus now, right?
Yeah. Walt, the 1 pick that I missed, and I had a $20 wager for $557, I think.
Oof.
The 1 pick that I missed was Trinidad Chambliss going higher than .5 interceptions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. They dropped 4 of them, Robert. Miami dropped four interceptions. On the last one, 4 different guys could have caught it 7 times.
It went through 3 seconds.
Oh, that's a bad beat, Robert. That's a bad freaking beat.
That is the worst beat.
Yeah, that is an awful beat, Robert. I'm sorry, Robert. You're gonna send Trinidad Chambliss the bill for that.
I should, but, you know, I mean, I might be a little more upset if I'd have had, like, a hundy on it or something. I mean, $20 is $20.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, really. Yeah. I did. I mean, that's what makes underdogs
it
so
does.
Fun.
It does, yeah. Robert, I got to run.
You don't get crazy.
I got to go. By the way, Tech 706 says, Lacey, 1 carry, 75 yards, 10 other carries, 28 yards. Right, and if Miami's best interior defensive lineman was on the field, he doesn't get the 75-yard touchdown run either. And so that play would have been right. I knew he was not going to sniff 80 yards rushing against Miami. And then he makes that one friggin' play. You know what else, Ramona? They had 0 yards. Ole Miss had 0 yards in the whole first quarter. I left the room for 1 second. I went to the refrigerator, Ramona, for 1 second. I come back, and they're showing a highlight of Lacey going 75 yards. Oh, I was pissed. Quick break.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades. Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Your family will delight in their locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times. At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today, 864-271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Looks like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much it. Snake farm is a reptile house. Snake farm.
Hey, Ramona. Jason in Columbia writes, did Robert wish you and Ramona a safe weekend because he thinks Sankey is sending Jason Bourne after you now? I said, hello, maybe, but I'll kick Bourne's SEC ass too, so bring it on. This isn't the movies. Let's go. Hey, you can get in if you want, 654-7627. You know, by the way, Ramona, just a little side. Speaking of that, you know, I guess it's, you know, the things I follow and connect to, but, you know, like on Facebook, all I get are these little martial arts videos from, you know, limitless people and styles and everything else. And they're these little, you know, these little clips, and a lot of them are like, okay, when the bad guy or when your opponent does this, you do that.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, it's fine, but that's not how real life works. Just so you know. So if you're getting those videos.
No, I never thought that.
Well, you never thought what? Go ahead.
That when they do that training, I mean, it's all going to be, if somebody's attacking you in real life, it's going to be totally different.
Well, it's not like you can train 2,000 different things, 2,000 different responses
to this.
Right,
you can't go, okay, if
this,
somebody's
that.
Coming at right, you
the,
here,
the answer is what Lee always used to say, and which is just two words, be water. Be water. In other words, the goal is like to learn the techniques and then forget the techniques. That's when you've actually attained the art. There's none of that. There's no pre-programmed anything. If there is, then you're learning the wrong things. Sorry.
Just throat punch everybody.
Let me get to Paul and Henry. Paul, how are you, Paul?
Just fine, Walt. You know, it's funny. I'm listening to these SEC homers last night. Well, Miami don't play anybody, and SEC beats up on everybody, each other, you know, and that's why they beat Mississippi. And you remember before Clemson beat Alabama the first time, the narrative was, well, they don't play anybody, and when they had to play big, bad Alabama, they're going to get their butt beat. Yeah. So now they're back on the board
Look,
they don't play anybody.
Yeah, well, I have a newsflash for them. Miami still hasn't played anybody.
Right. Exactly. I agree. you know what? I'm not an ACC homer. The only time I pull for the ACC is when they play the SEC, and I was pulling Miami with everything I had last time. But anyway, it's just I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. But what's so funny about it, you know, they talk about the little weak ACC and all that. But if you go back for the last decade, this would be the fifth national championship that ACC has played for. And I know Clemson was one and Miami's in, and they'll say, well, that was Clemson. But you go back to the decade, it was really Alabama and Georgia and LSU stuck in there one time. So actually the ACC, and if they win, they're going to have four out of the last 10.
Yeah.
And they made five out of the last 10. If you want to talk conference, which I don't pull for conference, but I think I caught the tail end. You must have been talking about this. What was the funny last night? It was on there saying, well, the NCAA had to let other teams start paying players where they could beat the SEC. I put on there, well, you've been doing that since the exception that whenever the SEC
players. Who said that?
Some of the SEC homers are on there saying that, well, you had to, now the NCAA had to let everybody else start paying for, or let, you know, let them start paying.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out what we're talking about. You're talking about on air?
No, they was talking, it was on social media. They were just saying, you know, yeah, they had to go and let other teams be able to pay players for, they could catch up with SEC. Well, catching up with SEC is just because they've been paying them off for ever since the 40s or the 50s.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of, now the teams can.
Here's another thing, Paul. I don't care what their excuses are. Okay. I'm not interested in your excuses. I'm interested in the fact your league has sucked for three consecutive years now. When the games mattered at playoff time, your league has absolutely sucked. You've beaten nobody.
Yeah, that's exactly how, you know, and, you know, everybody talking about Clemson, you know, being on the down. I'm pretty sure you could probably throw Alabama right in there with Clemson, and Georgia's beginning to slide a little bit too. I think the dominance of the SEC is over with. I think the Big Ten, and if Clemson does go to another conference anytime soon, I sure hope it's the Big Ten and not the SEC. I don't know. That would, if I had my choice to go to a conference, I believe I'd better go to the Big Ten.
Might be.
And not because we're scared of the SEC, because I just think the Big Ten's the better conference now. I really do. I mean,
that's a fact. That's inarguable.
You ain't got a chance to win three in a row, you know. Yep. So I don't know. It's just a. It's just funny how the SEC, and I don't never pull for my conference. I think you're a knucklehead if you pull for your conference. But anytime they play the SEC, I'm gonna pull. I always pull for the SEC.
Hey, Paul. Texter writes.
Yeah.
Hey, Texter writes this. Hey, Paul. How about Brad Brown now?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I told my son the other day, he told me, my son, you know, he's always been on it. He said, you know, Brownell's doing a job. And I said, well, you know, I'm a Brownell homer now. I said, there for a while, you know how I was. And I said, Walt had to take me off that Tommy Bowden bandwagon. Then he had to get me on the bandwagon. Oh, no. Coach Brownell is doing a great job. I'll take back and swallow everything I ever said.
It's all good, Paul.
You're exactly right on, because he is getting it done, and you know, and he's using the portal the way it's supposed to be used, and
yep.
And the things he's done, we've won what 10 consecutive road games.
That's the most insane thing ever in the ACC. Yeah. Brad Brownell's won 10 consecutive ACC road games. That's just, and he's won 21 of the last 23 ACC games. Period.
Right, and 1-2, we've won three in a row, and we've never won two in a row on the road
to start
ever
the year
in
yeah.
history of the. Yep. But no, if I ever get to see him or you know, go to the game, and I'm probably gonna have to give him a big old hug around the neck and tell him how sorry I am.
There you go. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Walt. Have a great day.
You
buddy.
Too. Yep. And Paul has admitted this before, by the way. But Steven says, well, what are your thoughts on the pass interference no call at the end of the game last night? Okay, let me just address this, all right? You're not getting pass interference on a Hail Mary unless there's an absolute mugging. Both the receiver and DB had hands all over one another. You could have called it both ways. Both players were trying to get an advantage. You could have called that either way. And quite honestly, it was the receiver who probably committed interference first, if you wind that back further. He's the guy who probably created the contact first, if you watch the whole thing. But honestly, if the argument, and I saw this today, I saw this SEC Ole Miss argument about that. That is the most laughable thing ever. I mean, you got your ass dragged last night, okay? That's the reality in that game. And to be arguing about that nonsense at the game, by the way, that would not have meant you won. It just would have meant you had another snap. It wouldn't have meant that you won the game. You would have had one more snap had they called that. But you're not getting pass interference on a jump ball. You're just not. And I've seen far more flagrant defensive pass interferences on jump balls in which guys were actually tackled that weren't called. All right. And so the notion that they're going to call DPI on that is just begging, pleading. It's just looking for an excuse. It's just another, looking for SEC charity. That was never going to happen. They were never giving you a flag on that. And like I said, if anything, it was both ways to begin with, but you're not getting a flag on a Hail Mary play. And I honestly, you know what? Maybe more than anything else, that pissed me off from honest. Seeing and hearing that, I mean, it's just utterly laughable. I mean, and again, I can show you the actual video where the receiver is the first guy to make contact. If you wind that thing back a little further. But no, you're not, you're just, and I know you didn't mean anything by that, Stephen, but no, you're not getting that. You just, it's not happening. They're not, a jump ball is going to be treated with a different set of rules because it is a different situation. It's just a toss up in the air with multiple players going for it. You're not going to get that call. I mean, it would have to be a total friggin' tackle, and I've seen total tackles on jump balls that weren't called, so it's just not happening. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you're ready, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is that thicker than New York City crust, light, crisp, never doughy. It's unbelievable. The pizza's incredible. Lisa wrote us the other day, day before yesterday, whenever that was. And then Sid wrote us right before that. And they were both at Moretti's. Lisa was there with her husband, and I think she had the pizza, and I believe he had the beef on whack, and she said they just loved it, absolutely loved it. And I think it was Sid, the day before, who said he was at Marie's, he had the beef on whack, he says the greatest sandwich he ever had in his life. I think that was Sid. In any case, it was the greatest sandwich somebody ever had in their life the day before, and it was the greatest sandwich I've ever had in my life. It's just unbelievable. Get to Moretti's. They also have subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, appetizers, and more, plus a full bar and great sports bar vibe. Check out their Little John Coliseum table made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Jeff, Luke, it's getting late. Where are you? Come on. Ramona and I need, we can't talk about all this incredible food. We need our care package. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-thru, hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone is a regular. As to the game itself, we got to the end of the first quarter, Ramona. I don't know how many yards Miami had. Ole Miss had zero. None. Nothing. I mean, they basically didn't even have the ball. We played 40 minutes of football, and Miami had the ball for 30 minutes, and Ole Miss had it for 10. And Miami did basically whatever they wanted. And then, but it just seemed like every time they got to the plus 30-yard line, they took a penalty, they took a loss. Shannon Dawson had a brain cramp and tried something absolutely ridiculous. You had the Beck deflection that wound up in an interception, which was just plain bad luck. And meanwhile, on the other end, when you had the dueling targeting calls. And again, I think they got both of those calls wrong. I think it should have been targeting on Ole Miss. I think it was clear helmet to helmet, crown of the helmet. I don't know how that's not targeting. I just, for the life of me, I can't understand it. The one that was called on Lucas in Miami, he led with his shoulder. And I don't care if you want to say that's a launch. I wouldn't call that a launch. And he led with his shoulder. So I did not like either of those calls. And I think throwing Lucas out changed the game. Because Miami had to bring a freshman in. And I think that's why Cristobal was so unbelievably pissed off, because he knew he had an issue at that spot. And I thought Ole Miss took advantage of that later in the game to finally get a little bit of productive offense going and to make this game close at the end, actually take the lead, and Miami had to come back and sort of re-win the game. But, you know, my dilemma really starts with Dawson, who I think is a brilliant guy for the most part, maybe too brilliant for his own good, and we'll talk about that and more on the other side. You can get in, 654-7627. You want to get in? Now would be the time. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Save time and make your event unforgettable with Jimmy John's Catering. Roll into the new year right. Try our convenient catering bundles. Choose a 30-piece or 18-piece sandwich box or a 12-pack of wraps, all with premium sides, Jimmy chips, and desserts for everyone. One easy price. Download the Jimmy John's loyalty app for a free sandwich after your first visit. Handle holiday hungries with Jimmy John's in Clemson, Malden, Anderson, and Greenville. Visit the app or jimmyjohns.com to order now.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
It's bow time. The Bojangles Chicken Rice Bowl is back. Get dirty rice, slow-cooked Cajun pintos, cheese, and your choice of chicken for just $7.49. But order now. It's only here for a limited time. It's bow time.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass Management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
So, Shelly sends me this, Ramona. It's Greg Sankey at SEC Media Days with a book called Sorcery and Mysticism, and the book is on fire.
The book is on fire.
The book's on fire.
I need to figure out how to do those things.
Yeah, it's all.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all coming and glued. Listen, you know, think about this. Think about the things we've talked about in an hour and 45 minutes. I'm going to go back to this. Imagine the people who are being called on the SEC carpet with Greg Sankey today. I'm telling you right now.
You think he's doing it?
Oh, 100%.
Why?
What do you mean? He's pissed off at his whole friggin' league. Everybody involved in it.
You're saying the teams and everything.
Yes, he's calling everybody on the carpet. Are you kidding? He's the guy. He's the guy who represents it all. He's the face of it all. So he is going to take the brunt of this and. They're having emergency. You can bet. I mean, the red phones are ringing everywhere. They are having emergency meetings at every level of the SEC today. They are all being called on the Sankey carpet when it's really, you know, your fault, Sankey. No one else told you to make those ridiculous assertions. But.
Like that Beamer thing. He's going to regret that, yes?
About next year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, now I will say this. South Carolina landed Jacarius Peak, the left tackle out of NC State. That's a big addition. And now I'm being told that Poku also chose South Carolina. There was a lot of conjecture that he was a right guard for East Carolina, number 69. A pretty big athletic guy who was a walk-on who hasn't played a ton of college football. He was a soccer player, and it seemed like there was a lot of momentum for him with Clemson, but now I'm being told he chose South Carolina. So South Carolina, who let go, or I don't know what you want to say, let go or lost a bunch of offensive linemen in the portal, has now come up with a couple pretty good additions that will certainly make their offensive line better, starting with Peak, the who might have been the top tackle in the portal, but certainly in that conversation. So I think some good moves by the Gamecocks. And it was needed because, again, I think there was a lot of negativity the last few days about the losses, whether you believe in those players or not, just the number of losses that South Carolina incurred on the offensive line in the portal off a year where their offensive line was just awful and they needed an adjustment to get that thing fixed. I think starting with Peak at left tackle, that's a big get because now you can protect the backside of the quarterback. They couldn't protect Sellers at all this year. So that's a big get. There's still more to do. I think they still have more to do in terms of that offensive line, clearly, but a big get, I guess two big gets for South Carolina. So if that's the case, Clemson's still searching in terms of adding offensive line pieces. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935. That's just crazy. Family-owned and operated across four generations. Still crazy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you hear any other roofers able to make that claim? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. Yeah, they're probably ESPN people in those meetings, Ramona, and everything else. I mean, they are all being called
like
on the carpet.
Like they're saying, you're not doing good enough job.
Right, exactly. Defending us and everything else, 100%. Oh, those meetings are already... You know, Ramona, what they really need to do, when these meetings about playoff expansion take place and you have all these ACC commissioners in the same room, what they really need to do is pipe all these clips we have right in over the audio system.
Not the ones of him talking. He was
yes.
like that.
Yeah, that too. Yes, 100%. That too. Yeah, that too. So you can say, so remind us again, Commissioner.
I actually think we deserve seven.
Yeah, yeah.
This league is different.
It just means more.
Yeah, loop them all together. Yeah,
you can say.
Just over
say,
and over.
Yeah,
and over.
So Commissioner, in hindsight now, I wonder, could we revisit this? And we're just curious. How many do you think should get in now? hey, Commissioner, just out of curiosity, you had 5 of the 10 this year. How many do you need to make it to a championship game?
Did you see that? Yesterday they were...
SEC teams does it take to screw in a light bulb?
They were so desperate that they had a little... They had a little show or whatever, a 30-second thing about all the coaches that came from Nick Saban's coaching tree.
Oh,
that are in the thing.
Oh, really?
That's how. That's how they were connecting the SEC.
Okay. So we can still take credit for other people's work.
Yeah. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. Okay. So Indiana is like
Miami, right?
Yeah. So Indiana, yes, Cristobal, Miami.
Yeah.
So Indiana and Miami like quasi SEC teams now.
Yeah. That's what they were showing. Oh, okay. It was like a minute and a half.
All right. So they count. Yeah.
Of Nick Saban and who coached with Nick Saban.
Okay, so I want to go back to the game itself. All right, the game, the last quarter of the game was a lot of fun. The ending of the game was fun. It was exciting.
I guess so.
Yeah, both teams were scoring. You know, Miami had to come back and win it, and still had to survive a Hail Mary at the end of the game. And Carson Beck did his thing, and Mario Cristobal. You know, again, the oft-criticized Mario Cristobal, who I have said forever, would be the guy who brought Miami back to championship level. He promised to do it. We said he would. He has. He is one of the best coaches in college football. I hope people get that now. It's just absolutely clear. He understands things that about the way the game is played. He's a lot like Harbaugh without the nuttiness. He understands how to win football, and that football is won at the line of scrimmage. He won a Rose Bowl at Oregon. He took over a 4-win team at Oregon and won a Rose Bowl. And he's won 2 Joe Moore Awards previously. His team, you know, I think when you look at what he's done at the line of scrimmage, and this is what we knew would happen under his direction. And, you know, people are so ridiculous. You know, you'll bring up like, oh, well, he made a bad in-game decision. I mean, Lane Kiffin did that every game. So a bad game in-game decision means that he's an idiot and he can't coach football. That's a minute part, especially in one situation, of the whole. The whole is Miami went 8 years without producing a round one defensive lineman, as I said all along. That was the drop-off. If you understood the U and what they were built on, they used to fund the National Football League on the line of scrimmage, both sides, in round one. I knew that Cristobal would return that element, and he has. And he is a terrific football coach. And he understands the physicality and building a team from the inside out, and he did all those things, and that's why he's still standing. That's why he's still standing, because he built the best lines of scrimmage. And look, he took down A&M at Kyle Field in front of 110,000. Then he took down Ohio State, and now he took down the best team in the SEC in Ole Miss. He took down those three teams consecutively, and it was done with physicality. It started with physicality at the line of scrimmage. And so, you know, I'm happy for him. I think he's a good guy. By the way, Mona, he doesn't like the nonsense. When I say he doesn't like the nonsense, I put up a clip. I retweeted this clip of him on the stage afterward when they're giving him the little trophy and stuff, and he's on the stage after the game, and it's like a madhouse, and he just doesn't care. Okay, he all he cares about is his football team and the players and everything else. He doesn't care about the rest of your little plan. And so out loud, he's saying, "Hey, can we get some of these people off this stage so my players can be on the stage?" I love that.
Really?
I love that. You know, right over the mic and everything else. He's right there with the microphone, Ramona. He's just not taking any prisoners. He's like, man, can we get all these friggin' losers off this stage? Who are these people? You know, I mean, he didn't say friggin' losers. Those are my words. But he's like, can we get all these people off this stage so my players can be up here? He's 100% right. And then the dopey woman, Ramona, who is given the award. I mean, she has no idea. She's never seen a football game in her life. She has no clue. You can tell she has no clue. And then they hand Mario Cristobal this trophy, I guess, trophy. And you can tell he's like, okay, let me get rid of this piece of crap. You can tell he's like, man, we're moving on. He doesn't even want to talk about anything else. He went on with Van Pelt, I guess, afterward. I saw the highlights of this. And Van Pelt's asking himself, and he's just saying 1-0, 1-0. He's saying, basically, we're focused on one thing, winning the one last game we have. Again, I think it's going to be a steep challenge, but they have some advantages, and we'll see. In terms of some of the things that happened last night, okay, before we do any of that, let me take care of some business, and we'll get back to this. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, right behind Mill and Mushroom. Very easy to get to. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. If you've been charged with a DUI, that is a very serious charge. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Listen, if you've been injured in any sort of accident, it's likely going to become an insurance matter. You want somebody who the insurance companies fear. They fear Nick Lavery. Do not sign anything. Do not commit to anything orally over the phone until you speak to Nick Lavery. Trust me. I don't care what sort of accident, I don't care what you think the situation involves, speak to Nick Lavery first. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It's what we used to do. It's what kids do now. What should he do next? Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, free, call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, law.com. By the way, Ramona, I do have several stories for you today, too, like a normal Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have several stories. one that is just...
I don't think Ben's in his car now. He's been gone for a while. So if it's really bad, we can do
so it. he actually was driving during the the necro butt phase. Yeah. During the zombie butt phase of the big program the other day. All right, we have lots to get to. You can get in 654-767. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider.